When the Six-Day War occurred in 1967, there was not one Messianic Jewish congregation on planet Earth. Today, there are more than 500, with more than 100 in Israel. It is obvious that God is pouring out His Spirit upon the Jewish people, and their eyes are opening to the reality that Jesus is their Messiah. For an introduction to the life and music of one of the foremost Messianic musicians, stay tuned.
Lamb and Lion Ministries presents Christ in Prophecy, a program that focuses on the fundamentals of Bible prophecy, showing how current events in the news relate to biblical predictions of end time events and the soon return of Jesus. Now, here's your host, Dr. David Reagan.
Greetings in the name of Jesus, our blessed hope, and welcome to Christ in Prophecy. In Joel chapter 2, it is prophesied that in the end times, the Holy Spirit will be poured out on all peoples, male, female, young, and old, Jew and Gentile. And it is further prophesied that this will occur after the Jews are reestablished in their homeland. The nation of Israel was established in May of 1948, and since that time, we have been experiencing a great end-time anointing of God's Spirit. It has been manifested in many ways, such as the preaching of the gospel all over the world, the revival of Davidic praise worship, the understanding of Bible prophecy, and the opening of the eyes of the Jewish people to the truth that Yeshua, Jesus, is their Messiah. The Bible says a great remnant of the Jews will be saved at the end of the tribulation period. But what is happening today is that God is saving the first fruits of the remnant by opening the hearts of many Jewish people to Yeshua as their Messiah. One of those is a very anointed Jewish musician by the name of Marty Goetz. Marty is known as a modern-day psalmist. That's because most of his songs use the words of the Psalms. In fact, he calls King David his musical collaborator. I first heard Marty back in the 1990s at a Messianic congregation in the Dallas, Texas area. He immediately won my heart because he is not a performer. Rather, he is a worshiper. And as he worships with passion, he draws the audience into worshiping with him. Let me show you an example. Here is Marty singing one of his best-known songs, "O Lord, Our Lord." The setting is a Messianic congregation in Toronto, Canada.
Adonai, Adonai, Adonainu, ma'adir shimcha b'chol haaretz. Adonai, Adonai, Adonainu, asher tzina horcha al ha-shamayim. Fingers, the moon and the stars which you've ordained. What is man that you are mindful of him, and the Son of Man that you visit him? Oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent your name in all of the earth. Oh Lord, how excellent is your name. Oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all of the earth. Of singers, we infants and babes whom he's ordained.
say, oh, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the Son of Man that you visit him? Oh, can you sing with us, O Lord, our Lord? How excellent is your name in all of the earth, O Lord? How excellent is your name, O Lord, our Lord? How excellent is your name in all of the earth, O Lord? How excellent is your name? Your name, given so freely for us to claim. The name Yeshua, you came a little lower than the angels, and you humbled yourself only to be exalted, Messiah. Is your name in all of the earth, O Lord? How excellent is your name, O Lord, our Lord? How excellent is your name in all of the earth, O Lord? How excellent is your name, O Lord, our Lord? How excellent is your name in all of the earth, O Lord?
I think you understand now what I meant when I said that Marty is a worshiper and a modern-day psalmist. He is obviously a very gifted songwriter, pianist, and singer. He also has a very interesting and inspiring testimony about how he came to know the Lord Jesus as Yeshua, his Messiah. Here is his testimony in his own words, woven together with two songs.
Many years ago, I was trying for fame and fortune in New York City with my partner, Bert Lloyd, from Altoona, Pennsylvania. He was a Methodist. I, of course, a Jewish boy from Cleveland, Ohio, as I mentioned before. My folks, Albert and Florence Goetz, raised me to be a good Jewish person and to appreciate my heritage, and I really do. My grandparents on one side were from Poland, the other side from Russia. And who knew? I thought one day I'd make them all proud. I was a pretty smart guy, good grades in school. They looked at me, they thought one day they might be able to say, especially my mother, my son the doctor, my son the lawyer. They weren't prepared for my son the gospel singer. But bless their hearts, that's what they got. So you might pray for them. We'll tell you a little story.
Grandpa studied Torah from the time he was a boy and until the day he passed away. It was his highest joy. And sometimes I think about what Grandpa would have said had he heard how I interpreted these words. I'm sure he'd read. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the increase of his peace shall have no end. And his name is Wonderful Counselor, Almighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Everlasting Father, some people who would claim the Prince of Peace already came. Yeshua was his name, but that is not what I've been taught. I thought, how could that be? Till one day, by grace, he found a place for his peace to reign in me. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the increase of his peace shall have. Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. What he has spoken, he has done. When the fullness of the time had come, a virgin girl brought forth a son called Emmanuel. He's with us now, as he was then, bringing peace on earth, goodwill to men. For unto us in Bethlehem has come a king who will come again. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the increase of his peace shall. Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father.
Well, I told you about my partner, Bert, and I didn't finish the story quite. We had this act that I don't know if you've ever heard it, but we used to work in a place called the Borscht Belt. Do you know what the Borscht Belt is? Do you know what borscht is? It's a beet soup. It's very nice. Put a little sour cream on it. But it's the area in New York where a lot of the especially Jewish comics and singers got their start, and some of them got their finish there. You don't know when you go there which one you are. But Bert and I went to college in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, to a place called Carnegie Mellon after I left Cleveland, Ohio. And there I met this fellow, Bert, and he also did some work with a fellow named Mr. Rogers. Have you ever heard of Mr. Rogers here? He did some work with Mr. Rogers because we met Mr. Rogers through a fellow named Don Brockett, who was Chef Brockett on Mr. Rogers. And I don't know if you were watching when I was on, but I played Smokey Bear on Mr. Rogers once. Maybe you recognize me, I don't know. But I was following Bert around because, as I said, he was a nice religious boy. But when he became born again, he became intolerable. So what has been called the bummer in the Borscht Belt, which is a bunch of hotels that we used to play, and we got all around there and played everywhere up there, and we thought we were going to be together forever. Who knew? But then when this happened, I just had to get away from him because he had friends that were talking to me about this Jesus. You know, I used to tell him, I'm Jewish. I don't believe in Jesus. I really couldn't tell him why, but I knew I didn't. And so his friends would follow me around. I said, this is ridiculous. So I broke up the act, and I went and I played in piano bars, like, you know, saloons and things like that. And his friends would come in after church, and they would sit in the piano bar. They'd listen to me play. They'd order one Coke and five straws and, you know, have a great old time. And after I'd finished, they'd all come up to me and say, we're praying for you. God has a perfect, wonderful plan for your life. And I'd say, yeah, yeah, yeah. And it got too much. So I said, I got to get away from these crazy people. I got to go somewhere where people are normal. People are not nuts like this. Meshuggah is the word for it, a little crazy. It's a Yiddish word. And so I went as far away as I could get to a sane place. I moved to California. And there, one of Bert's friends had already moved out there, and one day she said, would you like to go to the beach? And I said, that would be nice. She said, there's some people gathered there at the beach. I'd like to take you there. So I went to the beach. Well, I went there, and there just happened to be a guy named Hal Lindsey there preaching on the beach. You've heard of him, I could tell. And he was preaching. He wrote a book called The Late Great Planet Earth. He was preaching on the beach. I listened to it. And what I didn't tell anybody was I had been reading the Bible. It was one of those little tiny Bibles, the O Ye of Little Faith Bibles that you can tuck in your pocket there. Because these people, even though I was very angry about what they were telling me, they did provoke me. They did get me thinking. And I thought, I'm going to read this Bible. I'm going to find out for myself. Well, I had been reading about Jesus, about what I found out later, he had a Hebrew name, Yeshua. His name actually means salvation. And of course, we had heard of Jesus Christ because Mr. and Mrs. Christ had a little boy named Jesus. You remember that story? But we found out that that's his title. That's not his name at all. His name is Mashiach. His title is Mashiach, Messiah. So I found this out later, but there on the beach, I was just listening to all these people. And I was like, this is very nice for them, but I'm not going to believe it. Even if I believe this stuff, I'm not going to believe like they do because I don't want to be one of those born-again people. So I'm going to sit here and I'm going to enjoy the music, enjoy the sunshine, enjoy the beach, and whatever. But he brought up a guy at the end, and this guy did something called communion. And when he took the bread for the communion, he said, Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam ha'motzi lechem min ha'aretz. Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe who brings forth bread from the earth. And I thought, oi. Which being interpreted is, oi. And then he did the wine. He said the words, borei pri hagafen, who creates the fruit of the vine. And I thought, oi vey, which being interpreted is, get me out of here, basically. And so after that was over and I was thoroughly confused, they took me to this place called, it was actually called the Vineyard Christian Fellowship. And it had a fellow there named Ken Gullickson. And he came from a place called Calvary Chapel, which had a rabbi named Chuck Smith. we used to say Chuck Smith, basically. And he wasn't a rabbi, he was a pastor, but this fella Ken, he had rosy red cheeks, blonde hair, blue eyes, Gullickson, and I thought immediately, I walked into this place where they took me and I thought, he's not Jewish. But he preached this message, and I don't remember really even what he said, tell you the truth, but it was something stirred in my heart, something got to my kishkis, that means my guts. And all these things I had been reading about Jesus being a son of Abraham, a son of David, how he celebrated the Feast of Tabernacles, and he celebrated Passover, Pesach. He was a better Jew than I was. That was the problem. So I thought, I can't reject him on the basis of not being Jewish. So I listened to this message, and at the end, something moved upon me. I've come to learn now it was the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. I found myself walking forward. They gave me a Bible. I confessed that I was a sinner, and they said, congratulations, you're born again. To which I said, oi, double vey, which being interpreted is, I can never go home and tell my family about this. Well, I eventually did, and I told my family about it, and some of the words you're going to hear in this next song are their response to what I said. And when I sing this song, I hope no one will be offended by it or put off by it. It sounds like I might be making fun of my heritage, but I'm not. I'm having fun with it. Because the truth is, my heritage, I found out as a Jewish person, is to bring the message of Yeshua. And I found out that being born again is a very Jewish thing to do. They actually call it being born from above or being born anew. So we're going to sing a little song here. You might recognize some of the rituals that we're talking about. And I hope you'll enjoy hearing it. And I hope you'll understand what we're trying to convey to you.
I had a bar mitzvah when I was 13. The greatest bar mitzvah that you've ever seen. The temple on the corner of Mayfield and Lee was filled with my friends and my family. All of them proud as proud could be, with catering far as the eye could see, complete with a chopped liver statue of me. But now they ask me how I could go so wrong, and why all of a sudden I'm singing this song. They say, son, you're deserting your fathers of old, so why don't you just come back to the fold? You're such a nice boy, or weren't you told that when you were born they broke the mold? So what do you need with this stuff you've been sold? But it's a far, far better thing that I do than I have ever done, when I believe what they said was true, that Yeshua is God's only son. Well, I've done many things and I don't do a few, but this one thing I do made me a Jew born anew. Yes, through and through I'm a Jew born anew. So hallelujah to Yeshua, from a Jew who never knew ya could come to die for a schmo like I was, just so I could win the prize and be with my Messiah in the sky. They
say, on bar mitzvah day I became a man. I tried to live that way, done the best that I can, but I've been worried since way back when, 'cause I've never done anything great since then. And though I could live till 110 and never have need of a fountain pen, I might never succeed in the sight of men, and they won't let me get bar mitzvah again. But it's a far, far better thing that I do than I have ever done, when I believe what they said was true, that Yeshua is God's only son. Well, I've done many things and I don't do a few, but this one thing I do made me a Jew, born anew. Yes, through and through, I'm a Jew, born anew. So hallelujah to you, Yeshua, from this Jew who never knew ya would come to die for a real Shlomiel, one who couldn't tell you were the long-awaited Holy One of Israel.
Can there be any doubt that God is working wondrously among the Jewish people? Can there be any doubt that this is just one of many signs that we are truly living in the end times? I want to conclude by expressing my appreciation to Morty Getz and his wife Jennifer for allowing us to use video clips from their marvelous DVD album called Morty Getz Live in Concert. If you'd like to get a copy of this album, you can do so by calling the number you see on the screen. It is a unique album in that it contains both a CD and a DVD. The CD has 5 songs on it. The DVD contains Morty's full concert of 12 songs running 90 minutes in length. Additionally, as a bonus, the DVD contains 4 other songs, all recorded with Morty's orchestra. That's a total of 16 video songs. We can provide you with this album for a gift of $20 or more. Just call the number you see on the screen and request the Morty Getz album. I guarantee you, it will bless your soul. Well, folks, that's our program for this week. Until next week, at the same time, the Lord willing, this is Dave Reagan speaking for Lamb and Lion Ministries, saying, look up, be watchful, for our redemption is drawing near.
Thank you for joining us on today's Christ in Prophecy, a presentation of Lamb and Lion Ministries, a non-denominational ministry dedicated to teaching the fundamentals of biblical prophecy and proclaiming the soon return of Jesus.